I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife resources report, when the summer days are getting hot, you'll increase your chances of fishing success if you switch your target to the catfish. More on summertime catfishing in West Virginia right after this.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
There are few ways that a person can spend passing the time of a summer evening than sitting back and waiting for your line to take off in a piece of slack water that are any better. Well, okay, I'm a little biased, but catfishing can certainly be a fun activity. Biologist Mark Scott of the West Virginia DNR says too often not enough people take advantage of the opportunities presented.
Something a lot of people, I don't think, take advantage of here, and I think a lot of people may think it's illegal, is chumming. You know, if you're in a lake and you've got a little bit of an area and you can chum. You know, I use cream corn for carp. You know, you could use cut up shrimp or ground up fish or whatever for the catfish. Chum them, get them feeding. You know, bring more into your area.
Catfish are scent feeders. Something throwing off a scent will draw them in and get things started. And creating a chum slick is worthwhile, so long as you are in slow moving or still bodies of water.
You don't want a lot of current where you're fishing and trying to use chum, because that defeats the purpose of chum. But you know, somewhere like Bluestone Lake here in the southern part of the state, and upper end of the lake, there's a little bit of current, so you could use that if you. If you drift around and catch one, maybe motor up and chum a little bit and see if he's got some buddies with him.
Keep in mind, too, there are two dominant kinds of catfish in West Virginia, the flathead cat and the channel catfish. And there are more differences to those two species than just their appearance alone.
The channel cat is pretty much an omnivore, eats whatever. It'll eat chicken livers, it'll eat dead fish, live fish, whatever. Whereas the flathead is strictly piscivorous, which is basically means they eat fish, and they like crawfish too and stuff like that, but they like it living or just very fresh dead. So one of the best baits in the world for a flathead is a rock bass.
But Mark tells us as long as your bait is alive, you'll probably be able to get them to bite just about any creature that's kicking at one time or another.
You know, there's folks that run trout lines, and they put all kinds of bait on their suckers, chubs. You know, if it's a good-sized bait, and if a good flathead comes along, he's probably going
to
eat it.
And be sure to gear up, because catfish can get up into that 10 to 20-pound range and even larger sometimes. So be prepared with a beefier rod and reel, higher tensile strength line, and strong, large hooks. Also, be prepared to fight them for a while. They're pretty strong. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.